We're back.
Welcome to our little show called In These Streets.
I'm Krista.
I'm Miranda.
How are you doing today?
I'm not sick anymore. I feel like I have my voice back.
I feel like you have a lot of pep in your step today.
I do. I've had a good day. Like, shit's going my way. Like, I mean, you can't complain, right?
That's true.
Absolutely. So we're here. We're recording. We're excited. And yeah, so
we are back for, we took a little break so that we could record with our awesome friends from Unspoken Conversations.
Yes.
But we are back for the second part of our little breakup kind of little mini series.
Yeah, it's kind of like a part two, but last one got too heavy, so we decided.
So tonight.
Yeah, we're not going to do that this time.
We're not doing that this time.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Okay. I hope you guys enjoyed the little change in pace a little bit, but you know, we like to be a little funny.
We try. I mean, we try most of the time, but I like to see the humor in the shit rather than the sadness most of the time.
Well, I feel like you deal with all the sadness like then, and so it's like when you look back on it, it's like you don't want to constantly be sad all the time.
You are right. You're right. And then like you sit there and look back and you're like, what the actual fuck was I thinking? Why did I let that break me down so bad?
Well, yeah, that, and it's like, and then you look back and you literally laugh to yourself because you're just like, oh my God, I'm a fucking idiot.
Right.
I'm a fucking idiot. Like, how in the hell did I ever let this go on for so long? How yeah. did I, like, this person did that? Like, what the fuck? It's like, literally, I've had moments where I'm sitting in bed and I'm thinking about, like, shit, and I will sit there and laugh at myself because I'm just like, I'm obviously an idiot. Like, I like to think that I'm smart in some capacity, but there are times where I'm like, I'm obviously a fucking idiot.
Oh, I know. I mean, but we can't help it. Like, it's sad at the time. You're in the moment. You're wrapped up in the shit. It sucks. We get it. But you're going to look back and go, you know what? What was I even sweating this for?
Exactly. And, you know, and it's always like, you know, whenever you first break up with someone, there's always that moment of like, how am I going to live?
How do I live without you?
It's like, how am I going to get past this?
Right.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, you have those moments
Girl.
Where it's just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know. Life's never going to be the same. I'm never going to find anyone else. My life is over. And it's like, even if you're the one that did the breaking up, like, you still feel that way. It's
yeah.
like, there's no avoiding that feeling.
No.
I don't even understand. It's like, when I broke up with my ex-husband, because it's like my recent breakup. Actually, that's not even my recent breakup, y'all. I haven't been in a relationship, but yet I've still been broken up with.
Girl.
You know.
Preach to the choir.
I'm like, I'm not exactly sure why I'm getting this quote-unquote breakup text when we are not together. I've not seen you in I don't know how long.
Oh,
I think it's established that we're no longer seeing each other.
Really seeing each other is
exactly.
the real question.
And no, we weren't, because we weren't in a relationship. So why are you breaking up with me via text message? I don't need you to clarify that we're no longer seeing each other. I got it.
Like, I already knew.
Like, 2 days or a week or something. Like, I think I got it.
Right.
Like, I think I'm smart enough to figure that out on my own. But thanks for the clarification, jackass.
That reminds me, like, that was the one going to be the one funny breakup story that, like, all the rest of my breakups are fucked up. They really are. Like, they're so bad. But the one funny breakup story that I had was somebody broke up with me to let me know, like, it's over. But I'm like, we never were together. We never were together. And it's just the text message went on and on and on. And I'm like,
was it like, it's not you, it's me, I just really need some time? I'm like, no, motherfucker, what are you talking about? We weren't together. You don't need time away from me, because there's no reason, like,
we weren't a thing.
Yeah,
as far as I knew. I mean, apparently it was greater in his head than I thought it was, but
I guess apparently I think that guys have a problem with not putting titles on things.
I guess so. But then whenever they want to fucking end it or whatever, if they actually don't ghost you, then well, I feel like this is just not going anywhere. Oh, it's not going anywhere. Was it fucking going anywhere to begin with? Like, what train were you on? Because I was not.
Right. Because it's like, I thought that the what we had agreed upon did not include a title of a relationship.
Right.
And it's like, this has happened to me multiple times, like dating people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I even had one person that I ghosted. And then they texted me and they were like, I don't think this is working out anymore.
You think?
I'm like, well, no fucking shit. I literally haven't answered a text message from you in 2 weeks. Thanks for the clarification, though.
Right. I guess you just needed that final word.
Yeah.
You know.
Guys need that in their lives.
Hey, go ahead. You can have it, baby, because we never were any because fucking
I don't
thing.
Fucking need it.
No.
And I'm fine. Like, I'm done with the conversation. I'm perfectly okay with how it left.
Right. Well, the guy that broke up with me, like, it was via text message. Thanks a lot. You know, we lived like a little bit away from each other. It was kind of a long distance thing, but not really. I mean, we were still fairly local to each other, but I think the distance was just too much for him to handle. I think it was. So he was just like, well, you know, I think you're really great. I could really fall for you. It was only like 3 fucking weeks. Like, we were talking for 3 weeks or some shit like that. And he's just like, I just don't think this can work out with us. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then he just kept going, like, I really think you're a great person. Like, he's really trying to let me down easily. I'm like, there's nothing to let down, babe. And that's what I told him. I was like, you know what? You're not breaking up with me. He's like, why do you have to make a joke out of this?
Oh, my God.
Because you are a fucking joke.
You are a joke. You're literally not breaking up with me because we were not together.
Right.
Let me clarify this one more time. We were not together, so you cannot technically break up with me.
No.
But we should just be friends. Well, what else are you breaking up with me about?
I thought, like, we were friends.
I thought that's all I thought we were. So if you're breaking up with me about anything, I would only assume that you're breaking off the friendship too.
Yeah.
So what do you mean you still want to be friends?
No.
Motherfucker, please.
How about you fuck yourself on that? Right. You know what? Why is that? Whenever somebody breaks up with you and if they come at you immediately, well, we can still be friends. The fuck you can.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot do the whole, like, friendship, especially if it was like an actual, I mean, if it was just like, you know, a casual thing, then yeah, possibly. Right. I still don't want to be around anybody that you're currently fucking.
No.
No, because that's fucking awkward. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be that. And then it's like, oh, like, I got to be, no. People need to explain, like, how I know you. No. Okay. I don't want to do it.
No.
I don't want to put myself in that situation. I don't want to do it. Mm-mm. Yeah, I forgot where I was going with that. Brain fart.
Well, no, it's just like, don't do that. Just don't. Like, I had to put my drink down on that. It is that serious.
Yeah, well, it's just like being friends that fresh out. No, it's just not possible. Like, maybe later.
Yeah.
But I'm like, in reality, like, if I'm no longer seeing you and I slept with you at one point in time, I probably just don't want to see you again.
Probably like ever. Yeah. The odds of us being friends are probably slim to none.
Yeah. Because you know what's going to happen is, like, we're both going to get with other people.
Yeah.
And it's only fun for that person. Like, when they're like, yeah, let's be friends. Well, it's only fun for that person to be your friend until you get with someone else.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's just not okay. And then it just becomes this drama that you don't want to deal with.
Right.
Plus, it's like,
so you're breaking up twice, essentially.
When you've already, like, fucked someone and you've had that chemistry with them, how is it that you can't, like, you can sit down with them, especially if it didn't end badly.
Right.
Sit down with them and it still not be there. So then I feel like you're just putting yourself in a really bad situation that you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because you're setting yourself up for something to happen. It's kind of like
self-torture.
Really. Yeah. Or you're just setting yourself up to, like, cheat, and you probably don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do. But if you do, then you should probably have not gotten into the other
thing. Not condoning cheating, but, you know, hey, you do you. We're not here to judge.
No. Cheat if you want, but if you cheat on me, I'll cut your throat. Just kidding.
Are you? I'm not so sure you're kidding. Yeah, she's kidding. She's not going to kill anybody.
I'll cuss you out. I won't actually cut your throat, but I'll at least cuss you out.
Oh my God.
You're not going to get away with cheating on me. Fuck no.
Oh,
if I actually get into a relationship with you, which, I mean, good God, it takes leaps and bounds for this to happen at this time in my life.
Right.
So if I'm actually giving you a chance, like, you better not shit all over it, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shit all over you because you're going to get what you deserve.
Right. No, seriously. Well, do you have a funny breakup story? I had a hard time trying to find funny ones. So I want to find out if you have one.
I have one.
Okay.
Which is, like, it's me being an ass. Because I'm really bad about breaking up with people. So it's like, you know, and I'm also like, I won't do it until I feel really ready. And then when I'm really ready, I just want it done right then.
Yeah.
So this is bad, guys. I mean, it's not that bad. It's just funny. But so this is my ex-husband. This is how I broke up my marriage.
Oh, oh, we're going straight to the ex-husband.
I mean, because it's my funniest story. Actually, I have two funny stories, but I'll tell the other one in a minute. So this one, like, it had been, like, it had been needing to happen for a while, but I wasn't, like, okay with this, the, like, situation yet. So I finally got to a point where I was like, I'm done. This fool had pissed me off one too many times. I told you the story about, like, the freaking flat earth thing while I was taking finals.
Oh, you got to tell the story, though.
I don't want to tell the story because it makes you sound crazy.
It is crazy. That's the whole fucking point.
So I was in school, and this was like a few years ago. I was in school. I was doing my finals, and like me and my ex-husband had been on rocky roads, and I really wasn't feeling like supported by him at all at this moment because I was working full time, going to school full time, like doing my own thing, like trying to figure out life, and he just was not helping me. So I'm at campus studying.
I'm already laughing.
I know, because it's like the most ridiculous thing ever. And I'm like, how the fuck was I ever married to this person? But I was. Okay, guys, whatever. Judge me all you want. But so he told me, he sends me a text about like the big thing was like the flat of like the earth being flat. And there was like the flat earthers. Like this is when that kind of like started like becoming a thing. And there was like in Denton, there was a truck that was like the flat earth truck, and they always like parked on the square and what? Like I don't know, they had like a whole movement going. It was awful.
The fuck? Okay.
So he started texting me. I'm literally studying for my finals. I just worked all day studying for my finals, about to go take a final. And not, hey, good luck on your finals, like nothing like that. No, this motherfucker texts me a fucking YouTube video about the flat earthers.
Oh God.
And how the earth was flat and he was joining the movement. Girl, I fucking lost my mind.
The actual hell.
I lost my damn mind in like on campus. I literally didn't respond to him. I sent a text message to my mom and I said, how would you feel if I got divorced? I am not even kidding you. And then my mom called me and she was like, what is going on? And I was like, I am fucking done. I am so fucking done. What the fuck? Oh, I was so pissed and I was so annoyed. And I'm like, really, really? Like, you know what kind of week I've had, like how much stress I've been under the last like 6 months. And I'm like, and this is what you choose to text me right now, right this moment.
That was like the kiss of death for him.
Yeah. Yes, it was. So it was like 2 days later that I was like, okay, I'm ending this. I'm done. I can't do it. Obviously, it was not completely because he was supporting the flat earth movement. But come on, people. Like, no,
you had already checked out. I had.
And so I finally decided, I was like, I'm going to sit down and tell him.
Yeah.
So he sends me a text. He sends me a text this one night, and I've like literally in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna do it tonight. So he sends me this text and he's like, hey, do you want to go see a movie later when I get off work? Because he always got off later than I did. And I said, yeah, we can do that. And he was like, okay, when and where do you want to go? And I was like, let's just talk about it when you get home. And he was like, okay. And well, and then he kept asking me questions because he's like, he could tell this was a weird response for me.
Right.
And so he kept asking, he's like, well, what movie interests you? And I was like, well, we'll just talk about it when you get home. And he's like, okay. So he gets home. I'm sitting on the couch and he was like, so when do you want to go to the movie? And I was like, oh, just come over and sit down and we'll talk about it. And he was like, okay. So he came and sat down and I just looked at him and I was like, so I'm not going to be able to make it to the movie tonight. And he was like, what?
Like, I live with you. I'm married to you. Like, what is the fucking problem? Lady?
And I'm literally sitting right next to him. Right. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Sounds
to the
like
movie.
You're calling into work or some shit. Like, I'm not going to make it.
I'm telling you, like, it was just the weirdest, most awkward moment. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it to the movie tonight. And he was like, what? And I was like, well, instead of going to see a movie, I think that we should get divorced.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, like, I don't know. It was just, I just had to get it out. And right. It's like, he set it up that way. So it's like, I had to address what he had asked me. And then, I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't do this anymore. and blah, blah. But just like looking back at that moment, I'm like, oh my God, I am such an asshole. Like, who sets up? Especially because it's not even a, like, it's not even a, just a regular breakup. Like, this is like ending a fucking 5-year marriage.
Marriage, right.
And yeah. I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it to the movies tonight. I think we need it. Get a divorce instead.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. It's like, hey, honey, would you like some pizza for dinner? No, I'd like a fucking divorce. Let's do that.
Yeah, basically, like, I literally should have just like written it in a letter and signed it. I'm an asshole.
Yeah. That is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I had my shiny moments in that marriage too, and that was definitely not one of them.
No, you had just really like reached your maximum capacity of bullshit. That's basically what happened.
I did. And then I'm just like looking at him and he's in complete shock. Like, I literally have never seen someone in so much shock in my life. Mm-mm. In my life, this poor guy.
I would have been shocked too. It's like, hey, we're going to a movie tonight. Oh no, we're getting a divorce tonight. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Oh shit. I shouldn't have come home. I should have just went to the movie by myself.
Yeah, I probably should have went and saw that shit by myself. And then I might have been married the next day. Who knows? But you should not come at me with some flat earth shit. Are you kidding?
Oh my God, it was terrible.
I mean, I'm sorry for anybody who listens that is conspiracy theorists, but I could not be married to you. I love you just the same, but me and you couldn't live together because I'd probably slit your throat in your sleep.
Yeah, like I just cannot. I'm sorry, but that's just not a real thing. No. And I can't understand the logic behind wanting, and like, and to his credit, he didn't actually believe it, but he was just one of those people that like to like
fuck with you, basically.
Yeah, basically. And he just liked to like read into all the crazy shit, and he just enjoyed, and but it became annoying to me because, you know, obviously it was the end of our marriage anyways.
Right. But if you have like, already checked out, then nothing you can say is going to be right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, especially not that.
No. Especially like, stupid shit.
Yeah. I mean,
the sorry, flat earthers.
Right?
Not really. Like,
the thing that you could least do in a marriage that you're trying to fix, or any relationship that you're trying to fix, is just be a dumbass. Mm-mm. Say some dumbass shit. Mm-mm. See where that gets you.
Yeah. Right.
Might get you hate fucked, but that's about it.
Oh no, hate fucked is a good thing, right?
It would not even get him hate fucked. Okay?
Oh,
he was beyond that.
Oh god,
like it wouldn't have been. No, it probably would have been like I murdered him.
It's a whole totally different kind of hate fuck than what we discussed on our friend's podcast the other week. So there's that.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I have another kind of funny story. Like the breakup was not funny at all, and I didn't break up with this person. This person broke up with me. Okay. It was just what happened after the breakup that was kind of funny.
Okay, let's hear it.
So me and this guy had been together for like a couple of years and we lived together and he ended up cheating on me. Come to find out. And he broke up with me and I ended up finding out after he broke up with me that he had been cheating on me. And like we had an apartment together. We had a bank account together. We had all these things together.
Right.
And well, come to find out that he had cheated on me. Not only had he been cheating on me, but he had been cheating on me for like a year.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Like low-key lunches and all this kind of bullshit.
Did you have any idea?
I had no idea. And you know what's crazy is no one else had any idea either. His friends, nobody. Nobody had any fucking idea.
He had that shit like...
Yeah, I mean, he never saw her. They worked together and he never saw her outside of work.
Wow.
Except for the one night that he did go somewhere with her outside of work and... people that I knew saw him and then he came home and broke up with me that night.
He just at that point he was like ready to end it.
Yeah, I mean I'm pretty sure that he did that on purpose because he literally went somewhere that I used to work. Oh so he knew God. Like all the people there were gonna know.
Subconsciously he's just like, yeah, I hope
but
somebody
you know what's
me.
Crazy is that my best friend that I called like after we broke up, I called her because we lived in the same apartment complex at the time. And I told her, I was like, oh my God, we broke up. Like, I don't know what to do. And I went down to her apartment. She's like, okay, so someone that, because she used to work there too, mm-hmm. and someone that we used to work with called her today, that day, and told her that that he had seen what was my current boyfriend with another girl kissing her at this place.
Well, there's that.
And my friend didn't even believe it. She was like, no way. And she's like, I wasn't even going to tell you because she was like, there's no fucking way that's him.
Yeah, she's like, that's bullshit.
And you know this friend.
Yeah, I know
And
her.
She
Shout
would
out,
have,
girl. I know you.
She would say something to her, but she literally did not believe it. Did not believe it at all.
Oh,
his best friend didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, nobody knew.
She would have totally told you if she believed it.
Yeah. So she didn't tell me until after we broke up. And then I ended up calling him and I'm like, so is this the reason why we're breaking up? And he denied it. And I was like, I'm not fucking stupid. You better admit to it because I at least get that much.
Man, fuck that dude.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, who is she?
He's like, why do we want to know these things?
I don't know. I already knew who she was. Oh. I didn't need him to say, but I wanted him to say. And then he was like, I'm not going to tell you. And I was like, oh, so now we've been broken up for 5 hours and now she's the one you're protecting? Fuck off.
Yeah.
So anyways, the funny part of the story.
Okay.
So I, we break up. We had to break the lease on our apartment. I moved out. I ended up, like, this was probably like a 2 months later. Mm-hmm. I moved into an apartment, a different apartment, by myself. And when we broke the lease, we had to pay to get out of the lease. Well, I was like so upset that when I went to the office to tell them we needed to break the lease, I told them that I lost my job, but I was crying so like hard because of what was going on that they totally believed me and they charged me less fees. But they had originally told me this like one amount. So that's what I told him. So I ended up having to pay anything because he paid it all.
Yay.
Yeah.
He deserved it.
Yep. And so then I move into this new apartment and like his best friend at the time, like me and his best friend were really good friends too. Mm-hmm. Well, his best friend didn't even fucking know that we had broken up until 2 weeks later.
Oh.
His best friend called me one day and was like, hey, where is he? And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? Why the hell would I know where he is? And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, y'all are always together. And I was like, we broke up like 2 weeks ago. And he was like, what?
Even he literally, know.
He like, we broke up and he went and like completely isolated himself with this chick, like cut out all of his friends, like all this crazy stuff.
Wow.
So yeah, and his friend had no idea. And I was like, yeah, he fucking cheated on me. And he was like, what? He was like, are you sure we're talking about the same person? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure that I'm talking about the same fucking person. So anyways, I changed my number and all of this. And this fool would not talk to me anymore, but we still had a shared bank account.
Oh, God.
And we needed to close it. And he would not fucking talk to me because we had to go up to the bank together to close it. And so I moved out. And like one day I check my bank and of course I can still see it. And there's like $1,000 in there. I was like, what the hell? I was like, why is there money in this? So I look and I can see that he transferred money into it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh.
I'm like, surely this has to be a mistake. Well, mistake made my day. Transfer that shit to my account. Sure the fuck did. He didn't know where I lived. He didn't know my phone number. Nothing.
That's your asshole fee right there.
Like, yeah. And it was, and he can't even say anything because it was in our joint account. So I had every right to all of that money.
Right. Wow. Why did he do that? But yeah, that's what you get charged for being
a
dick.
I'm sure he did it by mistake, but fuck you.
Oh my God.
My money now.
That's hilarious.
It felt really good.
Oh my God.
I was like, you wasted how much time of my life? I'm like, $1,000 doesn't even cover it, but hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Probably all the shit that you borrowed too. Which brings me to a little story. I do know this girl that she had a boyfriend for, I don't know, it was like 6 months or something stupid like that. Like, it wasn't that long. But she
It's so funny, like, I'm just gonna randomly go off on a tangent here. It's so funny that like when you're younger, like 6 months is a lifetime, like, oh my gosh, I've been with this person for 6 months. Now it's like I don't even want to get like seriously committed, like in an actual relationship if I haven't actually been seeing you and met you and known you for at least 6 months.
Oh, seriously. Yeah. No, exactly. Like that is seriously a lifetime whenever you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just like 6 months, like where did that go? I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I heard this thing the other day. I can't remember where I heard it. I was watching something and they were like explaining like kind of that feeling. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I was listening to the new Chelsea Handler book.
Oh, okay.
So I was listening to that on Audible on my car ride home. And like she was talking about how, you know, when you get older, your life goes by faster. It seems like it goes by faster.
It does. That's true.
And so like they were basically talking about like now we are living like the years that we have lived in our life are so much more. So like the percentage of a year in our life is so much less than when we were younger. Whereas like when we were like 8 years old, like 1 year
Oh, summer used to last a lifetime.
Yeah, and that's what she was talking about. Like, yeah. Summer lasted a lifetime. Now it goes by in a blink of an eye because it's, like, the percentage of, like, your 1 year in your life now at your age versus, like, 1 year in your life when you were, like, five.
Yeah.
Is so much less.
Shout out Chelsea Handler. That's right? Badass. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
She speaks some knowledge in her book, guys.
I love Chelsea Handler. She's a badass.
Yeah.
I aspire.
Right? But I was like, she said it. And I was like, oh, I know I didn't say it like as eloquently as she did in her book. But like, yeah, how she explained it, I was like, oh, my gosh, that makes so much sense. Yeah. Like, why when you're little, like you've only lived so many years. So like 1 year is like. All these life-changing things, which, I mean, life-changing things happen every year, but it seems like it lasts a lifetime because it's literally, like, when you're eight, that's an eighth of your lifetime. Yeah. Whereas now, like, 30, 1 year, like, that's a little,
man,
a little bit less. So.
Like, I can't even believe it's already April. Fuck that.
I know. I'm like, my birthday's right around the corner. What the hell am I doing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, our birthday. Speaking of that, like, are we, yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Hey, I was about to ask you because, again, I forgot the mics are here. Like, what are we doing for our birthday this year because we're so close?
I know.
We're like 9 days apart or some shit like that.
Yeah. Anyways, back to your story.
Oh, yeah.
I interjected, but I had to share that knowledge because it went right there.
No, that's fucking cool because Chelsea Handler's a badass. I fucking dig her. So yeah, anyway, her. Yeah, she's awesome. So no, I think I was talking about my friend who she was dating this guy for say 6 months or so. He had previously had a girlfriend that he had broken up way too soon with and started dating my friend. And it just kind of like developed into a thing, blah, blah, blah. Here we are 6 months later. She had like paid off some of his like court fees and shit like that. Like she had paid a lot of money into like helping him get his life back on track or whatever.
For a second there until you got to that part, I thought you were telling a story about me. And I was like, what?
Haven't we all done that? I think I've paid some court fees in my fucking life.
No, right? I'm talking about before you got to the point where you were talking about paying off stuff. The lead up to that point, I was like, are you talking about a story about me and pretending like it's someone else? No, I'm like, no, never paid off anyone's debt.
No, girl, you're here to tell your own damn story.
I know, that's why I was like, did you see the look on my face? I'm like,
what are you fucking talking about?
I was like, wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute.
I forgot where I was. I don't even know.
So she was paying off court fees.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she's paying off court fees. And, like, helping him get his shit together. He had, like, I don't know, some fucking bullshit. I don't know. This is a long time ago. So, anyway, he decides that he's going to go back to his ex-girlfriend that he was with previously before her. And she's just like, okay, well, you know, like, can I recoup some of this money that I've helped you fucking shell out to pay off all your shit and get your life back together? No fucking shit.
Yeah. I asked for the same damn thing.
Exactly. So, we kind of, like, we were talking about it, and she said that she schemed up a plan. And told him that she was pregnant in order to get money to pay for an abortion, which would have helped her recoup some of the money that she spent. And he was like, okay, cool. Come over to my house and take a pregnancy test.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Look out for the guy. Like, hey, you got to look up for yourself. So,
yeah, absolutely. You do.
Because you can't be trusting these hoes.
No.
Taking pictures of damn pregnancy tests, sending you fucking sonograms of squirrels off Google.
Seriously, bitches be tripping.
Yeah, girls, stop faking pregnancies, girls. That's not cute.
But what happened was that she ended up telling me he was pregnant. He had her come over and take a pregnancy test. As it turns out, one of our other friends just so happened to be pregnant at the time. And nobody really knew about it because she didn't fucking want to be pregnant. So what she did is she took a pill bottle and peed in it. And gave it to the other girl to take it over to the house and take the pregnancy test.
Shut the fuck up.
Boom. Came up positive.
Only girls would think of this.
You conniving
only bitches. Girls.
Right.
But you know what? Fuck it. She deserved her money back.
Seriously, because he didn't intend on paying her back.
I mean,
anything.
I'm not promoting doing that because I don't feel like you should ever fake a pregnancy.
No.
Because it's not really something that's funny, but
he got what he deserved, though. Let's be real.
He did.
He fucking took her for so much money, and then he was just gonna like dump her. He basically used her to get his shit all in order to go back to the ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think he got what he deserved. I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if anybody else would agree with us on that, because yeah, that was kind of a shitty way.
I don't know. It's just like me taking the other dude's money. Like, fuck it, you put it in there, but fuck you. You wouldn't even meet me to close the damn account. So you're bad, motherfucker.
This is my now, bitch.
Like, maybe you shouldn't have been so shady for a motherfucking year.
That's the thing. If you're gonna do shady shit, expect to have shady.
Yes. It's karma.
You know, you do
bad to people, then expect bad upon you.
Right. And it's so funny to tell the story now. I hope he listens one day. I hope he does.
Oh God.
That'd be hilarious. I don't think he ever will, but if he does one day, you just remember, because you know who the fuck I am. Right. So anyway, that's that. That's like the other kind of funny story I have. I don't know if anybody will find that as funny as I did, but I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, it's pretty funny. Like, girls are some shiesty little bitches.
But you know what? Don't fuck us out of our money.
No. Like, that's the whole thing is, like, guys, like, when it comes to money, guys are fucking shiesty too.
For real.
So you can't even say anything. No, like, y'all men cannot even say anything for us. Like, living our lives, okay?
Seriously, it's just like, just be genuine, don't fuck over people, and bad fucking things will not happen to you. Right? It's real simple.
Right.
It's real simple. So
I feel like I deserved all of that money that I got.
Exactly.
I deserved every penny of it. I had to move out of my apartment and do all the things.
Oh, yeah.
So I deserved it.
Right.
I was recouping my moving expenses. Thank you. Okay, so we told a couple of our funny stories. I mean, I gave you guys a little taste of my funny stories. Yes, I know. They're awkward and weird, but hey, have a laugh. But I mean, so beyond just like funny breakup stories and moving on like past that, I mean, to this point, it's like getting over a relationship. So I don't know how you do this, but have you ever done this? Have you ever Googled?
Who hasn't
googled how to get over a relationship?
We all have, especially like when you're in the throes of it, you don't know what to do. Like, if you're so fucking upset about the breakup and you're looking for any answers possible, maybe you get to a point where you don't do that, but I know I've done it. I know I've done it at least once, twice, 3, 4, 5,000 times.
Yeah. It's like you Google, like, how do I make myself look happy even though I'm not happy?
Mm-hmm. Seriously. Or
Google
anything.
Becomes your super best friend at that moment.
Right. You can find so much advice. And trust me, like, I have found so much going through breakups. It's like, how do I get over this? How do I move on with my life? How do I live.
you feel kind of dumb doing it, but at the same time, it's like, it's questions that you really don't want to ask other people, because it'll be like, how do I win them back? And yeah, it's like, you really don't want people to realize that that's what you're thinking in your head, because yeah, no, you shouldn't.
No, but the thing about it is, if you go on Google and you Google that shit, there's so many answers to it. So trust and believe, you are not the only one. That's why we're able to say this on this podcast right now. Yeah. You know, you've been on the Google. You've been trying to figure out how to get over the shit.
Googs is always my best friend.
Right. I mean, just go ahead and admit it. Suck it up. We fucking tell all our shit. Don't act like you've never gone on Google and figured out how to get over a breakup, because you're so broken hearted over the shit.
Exactly. It's like, you just don't even know what to fucking do at this point.
No. And that's what it is. You're basically in the middle of your despair and you're trying to figure out any fucking thing. And like we were talking about before, you have.
But yeah, like Googling is definitely can be like one of your best friends when you're breaking up with someone.
Seriously, there's so many. Answers to it. Like, if you go in there, you can search like, oh, how do I get over a breakup? There's gonna be like 5,000 fucking options that pop up. So there's that. Like,
and you're gonna read so much stuff that other people, it's like literally your exact same situation.
Yes.
That other people have gone through.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, go into Google. We've all done it. We've all been there. We've all like been searching for the answer, just how to get over this. How do I get over this fucking breakup?
How do I get over it? How do I get underneath it? Like, any of those things.
Like, any of it.
Yeah. But we did ask on our Instagram, like, people's best like breakup advice, like what should you do in a breakup?
Yeah.
So we did get some of those answers. And so there's one. Let's just start. Okay. One is drink. Yes. Like drinking is good. It's always good.
We're always down with drinking.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, don't drink a whole lot by yourself.
No.
Don't ever. Mm-mm. And sometimes like going to alcohol is not the best thing because alcohol is a depressant. If you're already feeling depressed, you're going to feel real fucking bad. Right. Real fucking bad. And if you're out and you're one of those people, like you feel really bad and it hits you all at once. And then you're just like a fucking mess right. in the bar with your friends.
Yeah.
We've all been there. We all do it.
It's you're going to okay, be that sad friend crying.
But you're going to be that sad person. Right. And you don't want to be. Like you yeah. want to be just happy and getting over it. And like, and how are you going to flirt with another person if you're sitting there crying in the bar?
No,
you can't.
You can't. Then you're definitely not going to get anybody under anybody else with no. the with the fucking tears rolling down my face.
Like, who has sympathy for me? No, they're probably looking at you like, oh, this bitch just must have broken up with someone. I don't need that.
Right. Don't need that kind of drama in my life. Sorry, you are canceled.
Period. Let's see. Car sex.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, we know where that came from. Sorry.
No, that's not a way. That's not good advice of getting over a breakup. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not.
Sorry, not.
On the, along the same lines, I've always heard the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's just like basically like going into like a rebound situation, which I mean, it okay. So for me, that works for the minute.
Yeah.
It works for, well, let's hope that if you're doing that, it lasts for more than a minute because then you're just going to be real sad and you're going to be like, what the fuck? Why did I even do this?
Fucking so
micro penis and lasting for a damn minute was not worth it.
Then you've got just one other thing to compare to your ex.
Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. But I mean, yeah, it literally is going to, you're going to put the other person out of your mind for the time being for that moment. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you're probably going to get all up in your emotions again, especially if it's like the first person that you've had sex with outside of your relationship.
Right.
You're going to get real emotional about that shit. So
yeah,
my suggestion, don't do the car sex or sex right away.
Or any sex with anybody right away. Getting getting under someone to get over somebody else. It never really works out that way. I've never had that happen personally. And yeah, I've tried it, but yeah, it doesn't work out.
Yeah. So another one is don't stalk their social media. It will only be more painful to see the bitch he moved on with.
I just love that. I'm sorry. I love that advice. For one, it's very great advice. Like do not stalk the social media.
Please don't.
Like, everyone presents their best life on social media. Like, they're going to present themselves as like, oh, I'm working out. I'm smiling. I'm the happiest person that I could be. If they get in a new relationship, oh, my gosh, I am so happy with this new person. You don't know what's going on the other side. Yeah, they took that picture one moment. It could be like literally 2 seconds later, they got into a huge fight. You don't know.
It's true. Like, why is he in Maui with this bitch right now? Like, you know, just don't do it. Like, do yourself a favor. It's torture. Don't do that. Don't go fucking looking on social media. My advice would be to get off any social media altogether, period. Just don't even fucking go on it for a while until you start figuring out like, okay, like I'm handling this.
Yeah. That, I don't know, like I'm really bad about like social media stalking. Like I will totally do it. I mean, everybody does it.
Of course.
But like my thing is like the majority of people have their stuff set to private now. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of the first things that I do. Like if I'm breaking up with someone, I will delete you off of everything that I have. Good because then I don't even have the option of stalking you.
Yeah.
I mean, there are ways around it, but mm-hmm. for the majority of it, like I can't see the pictures that you're tagged in or the pictures that you post. Like there might be other stuff that I can see, but if I'm still friends with you on social media after we break up, that...
Wow, that's fucking crazy. I don't know. That just hasn't happened.
The only reason to stay friends is just you have like this false hope that you're going to get back together.
Well, basically, the reason why you want to stay friends with them is in hopes that they will see your stuff and you're going to sit here and post like all these like bright and shiny pictures, even though you're like literally laying in bed eating ice cream and drinking wine and crying yourself to sleep.
Right. You stop but, it right now.
Stop look, that shit. Okay. That is my go-to like when I'm having a hard day or a breakup is wine and ice cream.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, that's totally cool. But like if you're posting that shit on social media, like, oh, my life is great. You're not fooling fucking anybody.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I'm sorry. That's just like in general. If you're just constantly posting about how great your life is on social media, I only assume that you are living the worst life ever.
You're really trying to get a reaction, basically. Yeah. And so don't do that. Don't fall in that trap either. Just get off of it. Get off of it. Delete them. At least if you can't get off of it, just delete them to the point where you can't see what they're doing. Block them, whatever, so you can't see anything that they're tagged in. Just get away from it altogether. Period. Yeah. That's the only way to not sit there and fucking stalk, because we all stalk, let's be real.
Fucking sure. I mean, if I can see your shit, then I'm gonna eventually like look at it.
I'm not even gonna help myself.
I mean, it could be like people like I broke up with like years ago, and it's like, yes, I really don't even care, but I'm like, I kind of want to see what you're up to, like,
right
one night. And then you get down the rabbit hole and you're like literally like looking up like the guy that you kissed back in like sixth grade. Right. And you're like, well, shit, I didn't even remember his name, but I found him on like so-and-so's page because I went through their friends. Yeah. And like all of a sudden you're 2 hours in and it's just like, well, fuck, I'm 2 hours in a bottle of wine. Good.
Yeah. Just, you don't go down that rabbit hole. Just get off of it. That's my advice completely, is to get off of it. It worked for me. Whenever I went through a really, really bad breakup, I gave somebody my password to my account and told them to reset it, and I'll come and they could give it back to me whenever they thought I was ready. Mm-hmm. Like a really close friend.
I would not do that. I'm so there's just no way.
What, to let somebody have control of your account?
No. Mm-mm.
Really? You wouldn't? No. Like I would trust certain people to do it. Like I'd absolutely trust.
I mean,
this
no,
person,
I might
obviously
trust them.
Yeah.
But I would never do that. I am a no. I need to have all the control of my life. Thank you.
No. Like sometimes I have to give up control, especially if I'm in a point where I'm like, this is the worst fucking time in my life. I can't get over this, blah, blah, blah. Like, and I've had that. I'm over that shit now. Like, I don't have to deal with it. But in the past, I have had those moments. I really have.
Yeah, I think that everybody's had those moments, especially like after a really bad breakup. And you just don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is like, I mean, it's losing a person, especially if it's like someone that you're really close with and you're used to talking to them every day. And all of a sudden they're cut out of your life and you can't even talk to them anymore. You can't reach out to them. You can't do any of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what do I do? Like, who do I talk to? All of a sudden you're like, I have no friends. But you have friends. They're the same friends that you've had. Yeah. And you still talk to them. But it's like something happens, like something good happens, something bad happens, and you're just so used to telling that one person right away.
Right.
That it's hard to not, especially like if you're used to like getting a call from that person at a certain time every day. Like, I think that was like the biggest thing, is like, anytime that I've been with someone, like if we've established that kind of relationship where we talk all the time, mm-hmm. that's like the biggest hurdle to get past.
Oh, yeah.
Is not to like constantly reach out, because it's like when you've broken up with someone or you've just like stopped seeing someone, something like that, like they can no longer be your person.
No.
And everybody needs to understand that. Like when you sever that kind of relationship, that person can no longer be your person. Because guys have a hard time with this, because they all of a sudden want to take it from being in a relationship to being friends, and you can't do that.
No, not at least right away.
No, not at all right away. No. And because it just fucks with the person. Like, what? it fucks with the other person. I shouldn't specify like that being a guy thing. Like, obviously in my case, like I've experienced that with guys because I date men. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can't expect, like, I guess for me personally, like, you can't expect to like break up and then me still be the person that you lean on and you want to talk to. No, I might be an easy person to talk to and you might enjoy talking to me, but you gave up that right when you decided that you no longer wanted to have a specific kind of relationship with me.
Right.
And I'm not there yet.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. But then I think there's also the problem that there is a common misconception after a breakup that you are missing that person, but you're not so much missing the person as you are missing the habit. And you're missing being able to talk to that person, but not necessarily just them. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I understand what you're saying, but I don't necessarily agree with that. Mm-hmm. Because I think that if you've established a certain kind of relationship with someone, you do miss that particular relationship because it's how they responded to you. Mm-hmm. It's how they talked to you.
Oh, sure. So definitely.
It's like you can reach out to someone else and replace basically the habit with someone else, mm-hmm. like another friend or something, but you're still going to miss the conversation and the way that that other person responded to you because it's completely different.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I not discounting that at all, but there is sometimes where, you know, a relationship's fucking awful. You know, it's awful. You know, it wasn't supposed to be the right thing. And when you look back, you're like, but you couldn't get over it. I've had that before.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I was missing the habit. I wasn't missing the person because the person was a piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about more like when it's a good relationship and kind of like a good ending to it. Like,
yeah.
There was nothing really bad that happened, like whether it be just someone you're dating or someone that you're in a serious relationship with. I mean, there was nothing really bad that happened. And I think that's like when people in those kind of relationships, they immediately just think, like when you end it in a good, healthy way and there was nothing really bad that happened, they immediately, like the person that is ending it immediately kind of thinks like, oh, well, we can totally just be friends because this just didn't work out. Like, no, there's still emotional connections there.
Sure. You absolutely can't be friends. Like,
hell no.
You expect to
bring
dissolve?
Your fucking girlfriend around me and see what the hell happens. I don't think so.
No, you just
we
simply
might be friends, but we're friends from a distance. Mm-hmm. That means texting, calling, hanging out. We are friends from a distance.
No, you simply just can't dissolve any kind of residual feelings overnight. Like, it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. And being friends right away is simply just not in the, it's out of the question completely. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And if somebody, you know, suggests that, it's like, okay, well, you don't want to be in this relationship with me, but you still want to have me.
Yeah.
And
which is so, and I've been trapped in that.
Mm-hmm.
You've told me. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you told me, you were like, you need to get out of this because you're just like in this constant cycle. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah. It's like you keep putting yourself there and it's like, oh, we're friends. No, the fuck, you're not friends. You're not friends. It's their way of keeping their thumb on you. Mm-hmm. And you're still vying for this relationship. Like, you still want it to be, mm-hmm. but they still have control.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
No, because you should always have control over yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. So another thing is like someone suggested date. So I don't know. This is kind of, I kind of agree with that, but kind of not. I think it depends on the severity of the breakup, how long the relationship was, mm-hmm. what happened. Because there's something sometimes where you just need to take some time for yourself after a breakup.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you need to take the time to really figure out like what's going on in your head and deal with that, because if you, the whole thing is that if you go from like a breakup that caused you a lot of pain and a relationship, maybe not necessarily the relationship that caused you a lot of pain, but the breakup that did, and you immediately start dating other people, you're not going to heal from that relationship. Those people are basically there just to fill in time so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But you know what you're doing is prolonging the grieving process.
Absolutely.
So it's like when that relationship doesn't work, for one, that relationship not working is going to hurt way more than it should have.
Yeah.
Like, way fucking more.
It's like
than
we're
it
not even
have
a fucking thing. Yeah.
But, but I'm so hurt by it because I didn't deal with. So basically, it's just residual feelings.
Yes.
From the other relationship. And so on that, so then you're basically just piling on top of yourself. And you're going to get to a point where you just cannot deal with that shit
right.
anymore.
You have to deal with the emotions that you have with the first one, end that, and then before you can move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Dating. I mean, yeah, if you're just talking about like loosely dating, I mean, I don't know. Why do you date, though? You date so you can develop a relationship with somebody.
I mean, not necessarily. Like, I mean, I don't sometimes it's like, well, I'm just kind of bored and I can't always hang out with my friends all the time. Like, they have other things going on. So it's like, yeah, I'll kind of fill my time in with dating. But it's like, I don't necessarily have the thought that I'm going to date to find someone serious to go out with, because I'm not always in that position.
Yeah, I mean, you can find like friends to hang out with or whatever, I guess, during dating. But like, my whole thought process is like, oh, I'm excited to go see this guy. Like, it could be a potential person that I would be with in the future. Well, that's so how I look at dating.
Haven't dated that much recently, so not you become recently. Jaded after a while, and you're just like, well, I'm just going out to have like some drinks and like some company. That like meet a new person. I mean, at this point, it's like, fuck it. It's probably not even a free dinner, but it's just like, meet a new person. I'm cool with that.
Right. We're going Dutch anyway, so what is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would want to put myself through that, though. Like, why would I want to go out with somebody that couldn't be a potential something to me?
Because you're just getting to, but the whole thing is like, how you meet someone, you don't know them. Like, if you were to meet someone off of, like, off an app or something, you don't fucking know anything like that about them. Like, no. Yeah, they have a cool personality, but in my head, I'm not thinking, oh, well, this could be potentially be something. No, this is like, I'm just going to go have dinner with you. Like, that's not potentially going to be anything. I'm not setting myself up for that kind of failure.
I'm not saying basically to go in it with the mindset that this is going to be your next fucking husband. That's not what I mean. I'm just like, I wouldn't entertain the idea of going out with somebody that I didn't think could develop into anything. Like, if I'm completely unattracted to you, if like nothing that you say on your dating profile or whatever has any interest in me at all, I'm not going to match with those people. Yeah, I'm not going to fucking do that. I'm not going to waste my time or yours, basically.
I don't know. I guess I just don't go into it. I don't go into it with the same mindset as that anymore. I just don't. Like, it's not like, oh, I mean, yeah, there's some kind of potential there, mm-hmm. I guess. But that's not, I'm not even thinking that. Like, I'm just going to go out and have some fun tonight.
Right. I mean, I can see that, I guess.
It's just a date. It's just someone to, like, hang out with for a minute. It's not like I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going to go out with him because he can't. I mean, it's just what it is. It's one night. I'll suffer through it.
And get free dinner, hopefully.
Hopefully, maybe. Who knows? Most of the time, probably not.
Right. So I'll read the next one. It's kind of a long one, but it was really good. It was a really good advice. So to take time to reflect exactly why you're in a breakup in the first place. This way you can learn from your mistakes. Ask what the situation made you not want to be with a person. Was it your own flaws, which require you to be 100% honest with yourself, giving yourself a hard look in the mirror, and how to be better next time? I would suggest you don't jump right back into another situation until you feel that you're better equipped, a better person, and a partner for the new relationship. It's easier to change yourself by evaluating yourself than waiting to get into the relationship and trying to change to fit the person, which will eventually cause you to end up in another breakup.
That's definitely good advice.
Yeah.
That's always my biggest thing is like people that just don't take, I mean, this is like what I was saying earlier, just like about like just jumping into dating. Mm-hmm. Like especially when it's a hard breakup, like if it was a long relationship or anything like that, like you have to sit back and give yourself time to like reflect and figure out what the hell you want. What the hell actually went on in the relationship? What the hell went wrong in the relationship?
Right.
Because sometimes it's like some things happen within, like between two people so fast, it's like you really don't have the time to process it. Mm-hmm. So it's like you got to allow yourself a little bit to sit down and process what actually happened to you.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And, you know, taking a good look at yourself whenever a relationship is over, like a lot of people don't do that. They want to place blame on somebody else. But you have to start looking at the common denominator. Like, is it certain things that people break up, you know, they're breaking up with you for, okay, well, you fucking talk too much or whatever. You know, whatever the problem is, you're too annoying. You're too, what's the word I'm trying to say?
I mean, all of those things. Like, if someone's breaking up with you because of that, then they're shitheads. But, I mean, yes, we all, like, a relationship is 50-50. Mm-hmm. Like, even if the relationship ended because of someone else and not you, I can guarantee you that you were not perfect in that relationship.
No.
And there are things that you need to work on. And, I mean, just for the fact of the matter is, like, you need to sit down and think about what happened in your relationship and work through all of that so that when you do get into another relationship, you're not taking the same shit into that relationship.
Right. Going into your next relationship completely jaded that you were fucking perfect when you know you weren't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, right. You know that you can,
like,
do better.
We're not fucking perfect people.
No.
And I'm sorry. Like, there are times where you're like, yeah, that person. Yeah, it was basically their fault. Yeah, they're a shitty person.
Right.
But at the same time, you still can take away from that and learn some stuff about yourself.
Sure. Absolutely. Every time. Every time. We have another one that says, don't be at the mercy of the breakup, knowing that you brought your best to a relationship and the other person wasn't able to keep up with it. Very cliche, but focus on yourself, change your look, go on a girl's night out or a road trip.
Ooh, I am such a big proponent of changing your look.
Yes.
Because I feel like when you do something to change yourself, and especially like if you do something in a positive way that just makes you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Then it changes so much.
Yeah. That's why you see so many girls that change their hair color. You can best believe they probably just got done.
That's when I went blonde. Hey.
Oh, it's true.
It's not when I cut my hair. I cut my hair single and I just wanted to do it. So sometimes you have it for that purpose too.
No, right.
But when I went blonde, I was literally going through a breakup. Well, it was like right before I broke up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was already feeling like I needed to change. So I went ahead and did it. And
yeah.
And now I'm just blonde for life.
A lot of us do that. I mean, it helps because you want to do things for yourself that make you feel better about yourself. Hopefully you like your new fucking hair, but you know what? It's like, you want to do all the things that will make you feel better. You want to work on yourself. You want to go to the gym. Everybody does that. They start going to the gym. Oh, you know, I fucking got fat in this relationship or whatever, you know, and you start going to the gym, you start working on yourself. But once you do that, then you start seeing a change that is positive to you. And I don't know. It's just kind of like a healing of your own self.
Well, it's mentally healing in that point. Like you are healing like yourself physically, but when you do stuff like, especially like working out and stuff, obviously we know like working out helps your mental state too.
Sure.
And so I mean, you're just also helping your mental self. So you always want to take care of both proponents. You want to take care of your body. You want to take care of your mind. You want to take care of your soul.
Yeah, absolutely. So doing those things, like doing things that make you happy or that used to make you happy before you got into the relationship to begin with. Yeah, that's all good shit. All of it. Like, go change your look. Go on the road trip. Girls' night out. Just don't be the one crying because you fucking stalked your boyfriend's social media.
Just leave that shit. Don't do that when you're drunk, guys.
Don't do it.
Just don't. Been there, done that. And it's just going to make you feel like a terrible person.
Exactly.
And we can guarantee that they probably just staged that picture. They're at home in bed. It's fine.
Yep. You know, people are like, I will get ready and make myself look good, but then I'll go lay down.
Girl, I don't. I'm like, fuck it. I feel bad. I'm going out with no fucking makeup on tonight. I'm going to look like mad fucking shit. It's fine.
I refuse to go out like that. I just refuse.
Girl,
like,
I don't.
Not.
Fuck it.
Then we got another one that says, take it as a learning opportunity and have massive self-awareness and admit where you contributed to the demise of the relationship, which was basically what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Then take action and adjust within your mindset and behaviors how to recognize after the similar outcome next time. So, yeah, it's just self-reflection, trying to figure out what you did wrong.
I mean, just trying to make yourself like a better person overall.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense.
We go through the hard shit to learn new ways of doing things and learn new ways
but
of growing.
But I also figure out, like, I also think that when you go through a breakup, like, it, I mean, obviously you learn lessons from it and it makes you evolve as a person.
Right.
So, but if you're not evolving as a person after a breakup, like, get the fuck out of here. Then you don't need to be dating anyone because you are taking all that shit and you are placing all the blame on someone else and you're just going to do that in every single relationship and you're going to wonder why you're fucking single. Well, that's why you're fucking single.
Exactly. Take that time to reflect. See,
that's why you're fucking single, because you refuse to change your life.
Learn the things that you can fix about yourself.
And that we are, I hope that everybody in our audience is adults, because that would be weird. but we're all adults here. Like, you live and you learn.
Right.
You learn.
Yeah, you learn.
Let's emphasize that you learn something better.
I think that was all great advice that we got, and I agree with all of it as far as maybe not so much getting under somebody to get over somebody else, but, you know.
I mean, to each their own. Sometimes, I mean, it's fun for the minute. Like, if you literally just need, like, a minute of, like, I don't want to think about this person anymore, and I need to get laid, because, you know what? We all need to get laid sometimes.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, I can say, like, I definitely got under a couple people real quick after my last relationship, but that's fine because we hadn't had sex in a long time. I needed that.
Maybe some car sex was involved in that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying like I know anything, but I'm just saying.
Thanks for throwing my ass under the bus.
We're going to leave that alone because, yeah, we're going to leave that alone.
But, I mean, I think this is like the end of our kind of breakups little mini series, and I think we have like a little fun episode coming next time. Actually, you know what I want to say to you guys? Our next episode that's coming out, it's gonna be a grab a drink and sit down and listen to us kind of episode.
Yeah,
so prepare yourselves.
We may have to get really, really drunk for the next one.
No, I mean, people are going to get drunk with us. If y'all are not having a drink in our next episode with us, I'm going to be really mad. And you know what I need for you to do is when you're listening to it, I need you to have a drink and I need you to take a picture and send it to us.
Oh, yes. Do that. Unless you're at work. Don't drink at work because we don't want you to get fired.
I mean, if you want to, go right ahead. Go to lunch, put in your headphones, drink a drink and send us a picture of it. We would love that. But yeah, it's going to sit down and have a drink with us and we are going to like talk about some stuff.
Yeah. I'm kind of nervous about it, but we always talked about wanting to do like get drunk with us episode. Hopefully you'll send those pictures like Krista requested. We want you to have a drink with us.
All right. Well, we will see you next time.
Okay. Until next week.
Bye.